Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. I'm Monster B, and on the call with me is 330.
Hello.
Claw 2.
Hello.
And Peter 64.
How you doing?
Today's topic is how to convert AUG to MP3. Why in the heck would we convert two lossy formats?
We wouldn't, but I guess you might have to if your device doesn't play AUG. That would be a reasonable reason for doing that.
Well, if your two favorite podcasts only bloody release an AUG, you got no bloody choice anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm not whinging.
Let's say, Peter, the two you're talking about, they sound bad in any format. Yeah, because they're not recorded in the best of fidelity anyway. And if you're playing it on a portable player, you're not going to get the best sound anyway.
Yeah,
because they might have cheaped out on some part between the processor and the headphone jack.
Or the headphones for that much.
You say, and then you plug in, the headphones they gave you that they got for a quarter a piece from, some huge manufacturing place in China, Taiwan, insert whatever you want. Or you went and bought a $20 pair of headphones at a supermarket or something. I mean, you're not going to get the greatest sound quality anyway.
Yeah, that's quite true. A lot of times when you're listening to a compressed format, you're doing it for convenience rather than for, fidelity of sound, obviously.
And as long as it drowns out the screaming kid on the bus.
Right, yeah.
The industrial-grade lawnmower, as long as you're drowning out your surroundings, you're usually pretty happy with the quality anyway.
Yeah.
Well, really, this podcast is dedicated to, the people that got Zunes for Christmas.
Because they were cheap?
No, because their wife might have got them a Zune, and they're afraid to ask for the receipt to return it and get something good.
Well, Zunes were really cheap for a while, weren't they? No one wanted them, so they were, clearing them out for,
Oh, yeah, they were literally giving them away.
Yeah, so...
It
might not be that.
Is there not a Zune 2 now?
I think
yeah.
so, yeah. But for some reason, they're still at it. They're still trying.
Hey, it's Microsoft. It takes until version 3 for anyone to actually care about it.
What's really cool about the Zune is that 3-day, 3-play limitation.
Oh, if somebody shares a track with you.
Yeah, say we all had brown Zunes, except for Peter had a hot pink one. And I send all of you guys the Linux Cranks podcast. You could play it 3 times.
Oh, God, who would want to?
But if you don't play it in 3 days, it automatically deletes. That's a pretty cool feature.
What you're saying is we need to build that into the website. So if you don't download it in 3 days, it just saves you the trouble of deleting it yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So I think we're quickly diverging from the topic at hand, which was converting AUG to various other formats.
Yeah, the good thing about Linux and free software is that they're brilliant enough that there are 1,000 ways to convert, from one format to another. There's a lot of different programs to do it.
And I think we're all on here because we all have our own favorite.
I think so.
We like to use the GUI 330, don't you?
Yeah, I'm lazy. I use the GUI. There's an app. I know it's in the various Debian derivatives, but it's called Sound Converter, and that's what it does. It converts sound.
Good name.
That's all it does. It takes the ID3 or the AUG comment file or whatever from the one track and puts it on the other and changes the encoding, and that's it. You can do some special things in it. Let me bring it up here so that I don't
outright lie. This isn't the one that's an entry on your right-click menu in Nautilus, is it? Is that the same one we've talked about on Linux Cranks?
No, that was a totally different one that I don't use anymore because I don't use Nautilus. But, yeah, that is another option. Say it was on Linux Cranks somewhere in Season 3. If someone wants to go to linuxcranks.info/blog or linuxcranks.info/forums and look at the show notes, you'll find it in there somewhere. But Sound Converter is a GTK app, and if you go into the preferences, you can convert AUG, MP3, FLAC, WAVE, and AAC, and you can take any of them and convert them to any other one of those. And you can actually change whether it's constant bit rate, an average bit rate, or a variable bit rate.
Nice.
And you can go from very low to very high quality. And you can actually do a thing where it'll delete the original file, so it just replaces the whole... It replaces the whole file itself, so you don't have, like, duplicates sitting in the same folder. You know, you have one version that's MP3 and one that's AUG. It'll just remove the one that it was converting.
Have you ever had any times where you were converting and the conversion failed, but it still deleted the old file? That would be my fear for that kind of thing.
I had that fear, and it's never happened.
Cool.
Not a single time. And it's a really simple interface.
Is it like a front end for something that otherwise exists?
I think it's using, it's probably using FFmpeg or something.
Yeah, probably.
I've never had an issue, so I never went digging to see what it was a front end for.
Right, yeah, cool.
It just worked, and I went, hey. You do have to go and download a special thing to be able to do MP3, but there's a link, like a URL link, inside the program that you click, and it takes you right to the page, and you click the one link there, and it sets it all up for you. Because, you know, like the two podcasts we talked about earlier that went AUG only, it's not really legal for you to make your own MP3 without paying a fee.
That's what I understood, and someone else was telling me otherwise for a little while. But that's correct. I mean, MP3s are patent encumbered, and if you're going to encode to MP3, you really have to have someone has to have paid that licensing fee. Is that correct?
Well, up to a certain amount. Mm. But if you're a free software project, you don't want to be any part of that.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be in trouble for the guy that, you know, is making we'll assume a podcast makes more than $10,000 a year. You know, if they were using this program to create the MP3 from an AUG file, you know, you could end up, you know, you, the writer of the free software, could in some way be trapped into the...
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
The battle, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just having to show up to court to go, look, it's not my problem.
Right.
Still costs you money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think they're just being extremely cautious, and I think for good reason.
Sure. Plus, I mean, who wants to play that game, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's, I just don't even want to have to think about that. If I can do AUG, then I'll do AUG. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, but sound converter's really easy, and for the people that won't want to do what things you guys have come up with, they could use this and do it fairly brainlessly.
So it goes out to MP3 only, not to... Does it do like a...
Oh, no, no,
MPEG
no.
4 or a...
It does AAC, WAV, FLAC,
oh, okay.
MP3, or AUG Vorbis. And you can switch from any of those to any of those.
Very nice.
So if you wanted to take your horrible MP3 that you stole off the internet and make it a FLAC, you can. It won't sound any better, but you can do it.
Right. Cool.
So, Klaatu, what do you use to convert?
I actually use programs called SOX, which is, I think it's called the Sound Exchange, but everyone calls it kind of the Swiss Army Knife of audio manipulation. It's a command line tool. That was the first one that I ran into, I think. I was just looking, when I first was looking to convert audio files from one thing to another, rather than doing it in something like Audacity, where you can just, you know, you can open up an AUG or an MP3 or a WAV or something. Well, MP3, provided that you have LAMM libs installed. Rather than doing that and exporting it as something else, just do it in the command line. And the syntax is really, really easy. It's just, you just type in SOX and then whatever you want to convert from. So let's say that this is, the Bad Apple Linux Cast episode 17.aug. We could do a dash capital C for compression level. And we have anywhere from, well, it depends on the format that you're doing. So for MP3, it would be like a bit rate. So we could probably say, like, I don't know, 96K, and then just rename it to whatever you want it to be called, Bad Apple Linux 3.17.mp3, hit enter, and it's converting, and that's pretty much as simple as it is. You can also do it out to, like, I think you can do AAC, MPEG, various MPEGs. If you type in SOX format, or MAN SOX format, it lists all the formats that are conceivably possible for it to do. And there's a lot. I mean, it's just every single imaginable format for sound it will pretty much go out to. Now, just like with something like FFmpeg, it just kind of depends on where you get this, where you get your version of socks. Like if I'm doing it on a Fedora system, which, you know, habitually loves freedom, not something like, you know, Ubuntu, then they don't have like all the MP3 libraries and, you know, all these sort of patent risky formats. So their socks version, if you get it straight out of the official repos, are not going to have a lot of those available, and you're going to find yourself converting from like OGG to FLAC and WAVE, and that's pretty much it. Whereas, or maybe PCM, and that's it. So you might want to get your socks version from either the official website and compile it, or just go to some other repo like RPM Fusion or something like that. And I bet, I don't know how strict Debian is. I think I do have it installed on my EEE PC. Don't remember if, I just don't convert to MP3 lately, so I don't remember if the Debian default socks has all those sort of patent risky formats or not. But, you know, I mean, you just add it, you get it from another repo, an unofficial repo, and it should have all the different options. That's pretty much it, to be honest. It's just in file to out file with the optional, like, -C for your compression rate. And, I mean, there's obviously a lot of other options with socks. I mean, you can give it a bit rate, you can give it a sample rate, you can adjust the volume. I think you can even adjust the speed. I'm not positive about that. So you could mix two tracks together. I mean, it's a really robust program. You can do practically anything. The man page is just pages and pages and pages. But on the surface, it's just socks in, out. That's it.
And the one that I use is called Perl Audio Converter. The package name is PACPL. It's in the Debian SID repo. It's command line, and it's also extensions for Amarok, Dolphin, and Conqueror. So you can right click on the OGG that you want to convert to MP3. It's that simple. You just right click, just click on MP3, and it just automatically converts it to whatever bit rate you want. On the command line, it's so simple. You just type in PACPL space -T, and that just stands for, like, you want to convert it to, and then you just put in MP3, and then the name of the OGG file that you want to convert, and that's it. It can't get any easier than that.
Yeah.
And if you don't specify a bit rate, it just matches what the original file you're trying to convert. So if it's like, say, an 80 bit rate OGG, it'll probably be like around 64 for the MP3.
Cool. I think that's what socks does, something similar to that. Like, if you don't specify, there's either some default or it matches what the original is.
Yeah, if you're using Debian SID, it's really easy to install. It's in the repo, but if you're using Lenny, you have to go and search for a few dependencies. But there's a package for SUSE, Arch, Slackware, and FreeBSD.
What's the name of the package again? I want to see if Fedora has it.
It's PACPL. That stands for Perl Audio Converter.
Well, I think that mine's probably even easier than that, Monster B, because I simply use FFmpeg, and all the command is FFmpeg-i, which is for the input file, which is going to be file.ogg space, and then the output file name .mp3, and that takes, depending on the size of the file, you know, it takes about a minute to convert, and I assume, not having looked into it, that it's using the same bitrate and everything as the original file. And from what I understand, though, that because OGG bitrate for bitrate is a hell of a lot better, when you do convert these things, some people who have better hearing than me, or probably listen to it in a better environment than me, probably want to increase the bit rate. Now, to do that, the simple thing there would be FFmpeg-i input OGG space -AB, which is audio bit rate. From what I understand, 256K is pretty well accepted these days
That's quite nice. Yeah, that's pretty high.
Yeah, 192, I've even heard, is pretty good.
Yeah. But, I mean, for voice, are you still talking about, you were talking about podcast
well,
here,
probably,
but I guess if it's
yeah.
music, yeah, 256 would be
probably
really
music
nice.
Now, yeah, yeah, I think. Honestly, if you convert, and all you can do in this converting podcast, that you wouldn't bother. You would
yeah.
use just the original one I said, and that's going to be plenty fine for voice. Of course, with FFmpeg, there's so many choices of formats. After your audio bit rate, then you can just go dash A codec, which is your audio codec. There's bloody a fair few audio codecs you can choose, but we're talking about MP3, which is, in my case, the libmp3 lame codec. But if you've never done it, just type FFmpeg space dash formats into your terminal, and that's going to spit out every single codec and format that FFmpeg can handle. Or if you really got to get technical with FFmpeg, a couple of things I do when I convert to watch movies on my telephone, which uses 3GP, when I configure it, there's certain options you have to enable because my phone uses libamr-wb or libamr-nb, which I'm not quite sure, but they're the audio codecs that must be associated with 3GP. So when you actually run configure, there's a hell of a lot of variables there that you have to enable to get to use this sort of stuff.
And, well, that's true for FFmpeg on almost any system too, Peter. I mean, like, again, just like SOX, like if you're installing it from a repo from Fedora, you're not going to get certain libs. If you're installing it, you know, on some other system, you're going to get a different set of libs. So you really have to kind of check your version and see what's supported, which you can do by FFmpeg space dash V as in version, and it'll show you what libs you have enabled.
Yeah, and then you have to go and chase down the codecs too and install them, or dependencies or whatever they are.
Yeah.
So it can get very technical, but I'm not sure when you're converting to MP3, if you were to just install out of the repo, typically would Ubuntu, and I think SUSE does, you can just convert anything to MP3 without configuring it and building it yourself. But that's something you'd have to check on your distribution, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I haven't tried it on either Debian or Ubuntu, but I know that the version that I pull from the unofficial repos for Fedora is very robust. It's got all the good stuff enabled, so
I think
compile it myself. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's very simple. Simple, fast. Like I said, it doesn't take very long to do a 50 meg OGG file.
Yeah, I mean, it'll just use as much CPU as it possibly can and just pump it out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. I suppose if you do it on an old laptop or something, it might take a little bit longer.
I mean, I've done it on a... Actually, I don't know how fast this processor is, but this is like an old PowerBook G4 running something or another, and it's not that fast. For like an hour podcast, it goes pretty quickly. Well, that's going from WAV to OGG, but I'm sure it's very similar from
OGG to MP3.
OGG to MP3, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 765 megahertz, what this is.
Yeah, of course, we've only covered some. There's a hell of a lot out there, but a lot of them use FFmpeg is the background anyway. They're just typically
sure.
a GUI for that. Or I'd imagine, is Mencoder? You could probably do the same with Mencoder, isn't it?
Actually, that uses FFmpeg, I think,
if I recall correctly. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think you're right now that you mention that.
Another one you can do is just directly out of lame, actually. You can do that on the command line. I think it's pretty, once again, it's like pretty similar. You're just like, it's lame, and then the input, and then the output file, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Or do you have to hey, Monster B, do you know if you have to do I think I saw in one of your posts once that you had to do, like, an OGG decoder or, like, an OGG deck or something before you put it into lame? Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, you have to, what the OGG decoder does, it converts it into WAV.
Okay.
And then lame.
Oh, okay, so lame doesn't go straight out of OGG.
No, then lame will take care of the MP3.
Yeah, so that's a two-step process, so who cares? But everything else, you know, is pretty easy. SOX or FFmpeg seems pretty easy.
Yeah, and everything we're talking about will be in the show notes. and links to our forum page with all the formulas on there.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to follow along.
Yeah, really, there isn't a lot of reason to complain. As much as I love to complain for the hell of it, to convert these things over, just it's not even inconvenient, really.
Yeah, I mean, especially with commands like this. I mean, I tried to beef up the way that I use Socks, but, I mean, bottom line is Socks, foo.org, bar.mp3, you're done, you know?
Yeah,
it's like super easy.
People have said, you know, you could automate this, but I just couldn't think how you could automate it to make it any simpler. By the time you even thought of how you were going to automate it, you could have converted that many anyway.
Yeah, right. Really. Yeah.
And hey, I'm not the fastest typer in the world.
Say, Dan is working on Dan from Tilts and from various other Hacker Public Radio endeavors, is working on a special version of Bash Potter that by default would take any OGG file and convert it to an MP3 just as soon as it downloaded it.
That's a great idea. I mean, you know, that would automate it, and people who need it to be MP3 get it as MP3 right away.
He's got it running, but it's not released yet, so...
Cool.
Yeah, anyone that would like something like that, go ahead and pester him until he gets it out.
Well, it would be nice if all Linux podcasts go all OGG, get rid of the MP3 altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really good to show everyone that since the Linux world has these brilliant developers coming up with our own codecs that we own, essentially, and we don't have to play law games with companies and stuff. Support those codecs and just use them. And eventually, you know, I mean, that's going to be a whole little subculture of this alternative codec. And, I mean, you're telling me eventually that media players aren't going to have to deal with that? You know, right now they don't have to deal with it because everyone's they've got that option for the MP3. And anyone who wanders by, like the people complaining about the Linux cranks going OGG, you know, I mean, these people wandered by, they found the podcast, they found it entertaining, I guess, but they're just defaulting over to the MP3 feed because they don't want to take the trouble of using our codec, the codec that the Linux community created. So support that, people are going to notice it. They're going to say, oh, there's no MP3 format here. What do I do? They're going to learn about OGG, and they're going to start wondering why more media players don't play OGG. It's going to make noise.
And Monster Bay, your media player that you use plays OGG natively, doesn't it?
iAudio 7.
7, yeah. And it wouldn't be the only one. There'd be quite a few out there.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Like, I paid $120 for mine. It's a 4 gig. But I've seen them as low as SanDisk has a Santa clip that supports OGG.
Wow.
And it starts at $35.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a player. It's not, you're not going to be able to play, like, videos or anything like that. You know, it's just a music player, podcast player.
Yeah, but still, that's all most people want anyway. And you put them through those FM converters in the car, and you play maybe a radio, don't you?
Yep.
Like, the only thing I've mentioned before is I've gone to listen to the Bad Apples. And it's only because, Clarty, you've only recently done this. And it's just a habit to pull it down with G Potter and transfer it straight to the telephone and off I go to work. And I don't know why, but I'm a little bit disappointed that I can't listen to you that day because I bloody forgot to convert it. But, you know, it'll become a habit to convert it. So, it's just a little bit inconvenient at the moment. People get used to it.
Well, like I said, if everybody would stand together and only support OGG, we would see more players that will support it. I mean, if the cheap little Sansa clip can support it, I mean, anybody could.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? And what I can't understand is why my telephone and that runs an embedded Linux, you know, and there's a lot of embedded Linux devices out there, instead of putting, I suppose, I was going to say why they put an MP3 decoder chip in there instead of an OGG chip. I suppose it's because the majority of people want the MP3 for their music.
So, yeah, Klaatu and I both use the Nokia N800, which will play OGG, but it does it with a software decoder, so it ends up using the processor to get the actual audio to you instead of being able to offload it to a little chip. But my N800 was skipping for a little bit, but that was just because I would have, you know, 4 or 5 applications open and be trying to play a podcast.
Well, it kind of bugs me that they don't support OGG out of the box on the Nokia. Such a high-profile Linux device, you'd think that they would do that. It doesn't cost them anything to include OGG, and they just don't. It's an extra install, which I think is silly.
Yeah, and the codec isn't that easy to find either.
Yeah. Yeah, you really have to hunt around for it. I tend to play my OGGs on either my Nokia N800, just on my computer at work, or on an iPod 4th generation that I have Rockbox loaded onto. And Rockbox is fantastic.
Well, guys, I think we're running out of time. Linux Cranks is going to be starting here in a couple minutes.
Great.
Well, if somebody else wants to do a Hacker Public Radio, Klaatu, how can they get started?
I guess they could record an episode. Or you know what they should do is email either me at Klaatu@hackerpublicradio.com or Wintermute at probably Wintermute@hackerpublicradio.com and kind of and maybe even Enigma@hackerpublicradio.com and pitch the show idea. Just kind of tell us what they want to do. Chances are we're going to love it since, you know, I mean, Hacker Public Radio has a variety of topics and stuff like that. And then if they need any help, like if they need any tips or help editing or any information, you know, we can probably help them with that. And they can just record it and send it to us. It's pretty easy. So far, people have got a lot of people just kind of pop out of nowhere and they just send in some episodes, you know, and it works.
Cool. You guys have anything else to add?
Nope.
Good night and thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.